The Poison Tree by Erin Kelly, read by Alison Reed.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
The way we'd go on summer nights, in the times we were children and thought we were lovers. The River Road, Sean O'Brien. Prologue. I let the telephone fall from my hand. Panic first cripples and then revives me. My fingertips tingle as they feel their way around the coffee table, scrabbling first for my car keys and then for my mobile. I seem to have 8 limbs as I try to get dressed in the dark, pulling on my coat and a pair of oversized sheepskin boots that I usually wear as slippers. At the threshold, I hesitate for a second, then rush back to my desk and fumble in the drawer for my passport and a credit card that I keep for emergencies. I pull the door behind me in silence, although blood roars and rushes in my ears. With shaking hands, I double lock it. Whether to keep someone in or keep someone out, I can't know yet. Outside, I tiptoe, but there is a crack and a squelch as I flatten a snail beneath my sole, and when I tread in a puddle by the gate, cold water seeps through the soft suede and licks unpleasantly at my bare toes. In the dark interior of the car, I turn the key in the ignition and wince as the air blows icy cold, dispersing the fluffy clouds of my breath. My hands are so cold they feel wet. I'm relieved to find a pair of woolen gloves bundled in my left pocket.